tell me the logic. If you can explain it to me, I'll accept it. If you can honestly explain the logic in what I'm about to say. The individual that currently holds the office of President of the United States says that mail-in voting, not absentee voting, but mail-in voting will be, I'm using my vocabulary, y'all, will taint the election. It will be a complete disaster, and we need to wait until it is safe enough for voters to go out to cast their vote in person. Okay? Just rewind that back. Listen to what I said. Now, I have in the past absentee voted before. I lived in California. I got my stuff because I was still technically a North Carolina resident. I have even, while I lived here in North Carolina, didn't want to go to the polling place. I'm kind of antisocial sometimes. Got them to send my stuff to me. I voted. I mailed it in as soon as I finished. I listened to NPR, which is one of my favorite stations, and this group that is in the White House right now is trying their hardest to privatize a lot of things that have been just American since America, like United States Postal Service. So a lot of states are not prepared for mail-in voting, mail-in ballots. But at the same time, they will do their job. To say that mail-in voting and absentee voting are two separate things is ridiculous. Because if you're an absentee voter, which a lot of people are, you remind them that, hey, I'm not coming in. Can you send me my ballot? They mail you your ballot. You fill it out. You mail it back, or you put it in a drop box. People that are overseas that are in the military do a mail. They do absentee, and they mail it in, which, again, is all the same. Like, it's still going through the mail. If it's not safe now, mind you, today is July the 30th. If it is not safe now to vote in November in person, where is the logic that it is safe to bring back children? Starting at age 4, because pre-K is under a lot of public school districts, you're ready and willing to bring back 4-year-olds to sit in classrooms with other 4-year-olds for 7.5-8 hours of a school day. But it's not safe enough for people to mail in a ballot. It's not safe enough for people to go into a building, give their name and information, walk over to a section, a booth, vote, turn it in, and walk out. Which takes all of maybe, I think, and all of the times that I voted, other than me maybe not knowing a few of the people that were on the ballot, it didn't take me but maybe from start to finish, and that's walking into the voting location. It took me about, at the most, maybe 7 minutes. So it's not safe enough to do that. Now, granted, yeah, they're going to have to wipe down or sanitize or do whatever, because, you know, pens and all this type stuff, or paper ballots. But how is it that voter fraud, because that's their term, that's what they love to say, voter fraud will happen if there's mail-in ballots? It might. What might happen, what has happened, in just general primaries in different states, is polling locations closing and people trying to go to vote and not knowing that the polling place is closed and nobody's opening the door for these people to vote, and they have to turn around and go somewhere else and potentially not make it because the lines are so long. That's voter suppression. That does not make, that is not unsafe. It's wrong. It's disgusting, but that's not unsafe. The election does not need to be postponed. What should be postponed is kids going back to school. It's kids going physically back into the school building. I'm not even going to try to attempt, with the information that I was given today, I'm letting it marinate, because I've already talked to coworkers and we all just discombobulated, confused, and just out of this world. But the election does not need to be postponed. Sounds like somebody is worried. I've taken a lot of polls since over the summer. I've taken a lot of polls and surveys and things. And survey says somebody is nervous. Somebody does not have the support that they think or they allude to have. Granted, trust and do believe that the individual holding the office of president, his voters are going to come out. We have to come out as well and be smart and sensible about our vote. I say that to say Kanye is going through a mental health crisis right now. This is not serious. His mental health crisis is serious. His run for the presidency is not. Please do not get distracted with that. Okay? Schools are not safe to open. Voting in November will be safe. Because guess what? They are probably, most places start, you have the opportunity to early vote starting, I think, October. You don't feel comfortable? Just early vote. The lines are definitely not long. You can go in and it takes all of, like I said, 7 minutes. Cash a vote and you're done. But to say that it's not safe to have people come out and to do mail-in ballots is ridiculous when you want to risk the lives of four-year-olds and the adults that teach them. Again, if somebody can explain this logic to me, I will accept it and I will close my mouth. But I'm an educator and I have children, all age ranges. And I am currently not stressed because the Lord won't let the stress come to me. I want to be stressed so bad. I feel it. But he won't let it manifest, and I'm fine with it. I'm like, okay, Lord, just have your way. But I know that the kids don't need to be in a building. I also know that voting is safe being mailed in. And that's just a few words.